It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. All in one app.
Now, back to Jimmy's on First for our opening day broadcast. It's Softy and Dick on Seattle Sports Radio 950. KJR.
Now, what are you thinking when you hear this theme? Huh? Devin Mitchell.
Oh, yeah.
Phil Bradley.
I don't think it goes back that far, does it?
I think this goes back to early 80s. I think they were using this for a long time. I'm curious to get Kevin Martinez's take on that, but I think this is a good theme, though. Mid-80s,
it's a good theme.
Early 90s. Are you a Lefevre believer? That's what I think of when I hear this song. A couple texts. James Paxton's going to join us in a matter of minutes. The Big Maple coming up in 3 minutes, as a matter of fact, on the radio show. 49451. All we want to know is James going to have an eagle land on him this year.
Well, that's amazing.
That's a hell of an idea. Before every start, like the guy that does the bird for the Seahawks.
Yeah, right? The trained bird.
They can control that thing with like radio waves or West Coast Men's Health waves or whatever.
The acoustic waves?
I think the same thing they put in your schmeckle, they're putting in that bird and getting him to come back. Maybe before every start, we have an eagle land on his head. And the minute the eagle takes off, we're good to go. First pitch. Let's see. Gonzaga's run from the 425. Gonzaga's run has created a ton of tension between Softy and Dick. A ton. And I disagree. There's always been tension.
Yeah. It's just exacerbated the tension.
I've hated your guts for years, and now it's just coming out. Let's see. 206, Dick is a moron. 425, Softy sucks. Go Zags. 360, Serena Williams never failed a drug test. She ran from one but never failed. What does that mean? I have no idea. Is there a backstory behind that?
Were we talking about Serena earlier?
I don't know. Let's see. I changed the station whenever the new Cars for Kids ad comes on. Says the 206. I can't stand it. It's getting old. The song is a crime against humanity. Says the 206.
We got some creative ones today.
Let's see. Let's get a couple more before we get to James. 20 years later, we're back in the playoffs this year. Go M's. Wow. Says Selena.
Wouldn't that be something?
Like the optimism. I bet the over 72.5 and to make the playoffs because I'm guaranteeing 90 wins, baby.
Wow.
There you go. To make this radio show better once a week, you should have Boone on. I agree. I think he's awesome on the air. Mather made the Mariners relevant again. Well, I guess he's true. People were talking about it. Right?
The first time Ken Rosenthal ever wrote an article about the Mariners in like 20 years.
If that's what you're looking for, then he absolutely made him relevant. Replay Edgar's double. God dang, Booney is damn funny. What exactly is at stake this season for the M's? I feel like no matter what happens, DePoto and Service are going to be back next year no matter what happens this year.
That's true.
All right. Joining us on the radio show right now, a guy who is going to make his first start in Game 5 against the White Sox. He's back after spending the last couple years in that cesspool called New York City and the Bronx with the Yankees. The Big Maple, James Paxton, has returned. James, how are you, pal? What's going on?
I'm doing great. Happy to be back in Seattle. How are you guys?
We are great. It is great to hear your voice. Great to have you back in Seattle in the 206 where you belong. But let's just start off and talk about that. Why are we talking to James Paxton right now as a member of the Mariners rotation and not the Yankee rotation? What happened?
It just worked out that way. This was kind of a crazy offseason with not knowing how much of the season was, or last year, with the revenue stuff and everything, people weren't really out. It wasn't a normal free agency. But the Mariners reached out, and they were interested, and it just happened to work out. And I love being in Seattle. And, it's been great.
What was it like being a Yankee and living in that city, especially since you're, kind of a laid-back, small-town guy from British Columbia?
Yeah, it was different for sure. I loved playing for the Yankees. They were great, great teammates, great staff over there. The fans were awesome. Really enjoyed it. that being said, you know, Seattle is definitely my kind of place, and I love it here.
You know, I'm looking back at your numbers that you had in 2019. I kind of, in some ways, tend to maybe throw 2020 out the window. But in 2019, James, you're 15-6 with a 3.82 ERA, and you started 29 games. And I'm trying to rack my brain on why the Yankees did not bring you back. And I guess the standard answer would be, well, ask them, right? That's their decision. But do you have any insight, any thoughts at all on why you did not go back to New York after what I thought you had was a great year in 2019?
Well, I think there's a lot of question marks on me after the 2020 season. I don't know if people thought that maybe I wasn't going to get it back. Mm. You know, thought that maybe the back surgery and everything that happened there, just I wasn't going to be able to come back from it. So there was a lot of uncertainty. But I was always confident in myself, and I thought that I could get back to my 2019 form, and I feel like that's where I am now.
Yeah, you hit 97 this week. I mean, are you throwing as hard and as well as ever?
Yeah. This is probably my best spring training ever. Wow. Threw the ball really well, felt really good about it, feel good about where my breaking stuff is. You know, fastball felt really good. And, you know, I think that once the real games start and I get the fans in the stands and the lights are on and everything, I might get a couple more miles an hour out there. But, yeah, everything's been feeling really good.
James Paxton again with us. That back surgery that you referenced, that was February, I believe, of last year before the 2020 season started. What was that like to go through? What was that all about?
It was tough. You know, I got so my back started bothering me right before the postseason of 2019. And I pitched through it in the postseason 2019. And then we were trying to figure out what was going on that next off season. And we couldn't figure it out. Finally found out that there was a cyst in my S1 joint in my back, and we had to go in and take it out.
Wow.
And it just took a long time to, it was a very, very like minor surgery really, but just coming back from something like that just took me some time, took some time to get the strength back. And, you know, I feel like I'm back to 100% now.
So you never had the worries that, man, this could end it. I mean, this could just end my career. I may never be the James Paxton before. You always felt confident that, hey, this is just a bump in the road?
Well, you know, 2020 was concerning for me, you know, because I felt like I was back to being normal before the 2020 season. But I just didn't know. I didn't realize how weak I was and how like the lack of mobility that I had in my back compared to what I had before. And I really can see it when I watch video of me pitching in 2020. It just looks completely different. Doesn't look like myself. Mm. So I really had to go to work this off season and kind of start from scratch and work on my mechanics and get everything back to where I wanted to get it to.
Well, James Paxton, again, the Big Maple, back with us on the radio show, back in the Mariner rotation. We want to talk about, you know, this club and what we'll see starting tonight against the Giants. But you mentioned the buzzword there, man, which is the postseason. We haven't had that in 20 years here in Seattle, and hoping you and this young group can get us back there. But just talk about what that 2019 appearance was like for you. You know, Game 5, ALCS, you beat the Astros, 6 innings, 9 Ks in that game against Houston, pitching in the playoffs at Yankee Stadium. What was that experience like for you, and how much of that experience you think can even help you now?
Oh man, it was the coolest thing ever. You know, my first game was in the postseason was against the Twins.
Yep.
And I was just shaking. I was so nervous, you know, so excited, like my whole body was just buzzing. I couldn't feel the ball in my hand. And I was just throwing. I had no idea what was going on, but got through it. And each start just got better. You know, I got more feel, felt better about it. And then by the time that third one came around, I was just, you know, it was amped up, and I was pitching again, and I was throwing the ball the way I wanted to throw it. And you know, just really learned a lot about myself, and just getting that experience was huge. And I think that it's really going to help me the next time I get back to the postseason. I'm hoping I can do it here in Seattle.
Well, James, Softy just mentioned that, you know, playoffs is a word that has not been our vocabulary for two decades. And, you know, the management's been very conservative about talking about winning expectations for this year. Does that kind of bother you, especially since you're coming from a franchise who just throws the word playoffs out like it's a, you know, like it's a birthright every season?
Yeah, you know, I think that you know, the Mariners don't want to put too much pressure on these young guys. They just want these young guys to go out there and continue to develop and get better. And I think this is a group that can get to the postseason, possibly this year, but in the future for sure. You know, I think that we're building towards that. And then the next, you know, maybe this year, the next 3-4 years after that, like, we're going to have a real chance to do something cool. And we've got some great talent, great leadership, really good culture right now in the locker room. I think it's going to be a really fun team to watch this year.
Has anything changed? I mean, it's not like it's been 10 years, right? You know, when you left, you had the same manager, the same GM, all that stuff. A lot of new faces, I guess, in the clubhouse as far as young guys, but, you know, what has really changed in your mind in the 3 years you've been gone?
You know, I think just the development of the leadership of Marco Gonzalez. You know, he's awesome. Mm. He really does a great job with his team. Kyle Seager's been fantastic with the positional players. I can really see that. And, you know, Mitch Haniger is great with the outfield guys and everything. I can just really feel the cohesiveness of this team and how everyone is really pulling for each other and helping each other out. And that's what it takes to be a special team.
You mentioned Mitch there. I mean, you saw his breakout season in 2018. Does he look the same to you as he did then? Because we really haven't seen much of him since you saw him last.
Yeah, you know, he looks great. He looks like himself again. He's walking around like himself. He's got that confidence. I think his body's back to where he wants it to be. He's really strong, and I'm really looking to see a good season for him this year.
Well, I'm looking at your deal. You're on a one-year deal, and a lot of the guys, James, like to call those prove-it deals for whatever reason. But, I mean, look, you've been around the game a long time. I'm not sure how much you have to prove. You're 32, but you'll be 33 in November. Do you kind of approach this year maybe from that perspective that, hey, I'm looking to show that I'm healthy, looking to show that I'm back, and maybe try and cash in on one more long-term deal before I walk out of baseball?
Yeah, you know, I think for me, it's just kind of showing people that I'm back to being myself. You know, that 2020 was basically not me out there, and that I'm back to my, you know, 2019 version of myself, and that I haven't lost it, and I've still got a lot left in the tank, and you know, that's the goal for me this year, to go out there and pitch and just do my thing.
You mentioned pitching in the playoffs and how nervous you were and packed ballpark and everything. What was it like pitching last year? I mean, I know you only threw, you know, you only started 5 games, but what was it like walking out on the mound with absolutely nobody in the stands?
It was weird. It was very weird. You know, I feel like fans make sports. Without fans, it's just not the same. We really had to create our own energy out there, and it was very, very challenging, I think, for everybody, just to create that intensity, because normally, you know, you have the fans screaming, you got that kind of energy in the stadium, and it really gets you going. And we I know that everyone really missed it. So we can't wait to have fans back in the stands for regular season games this year.
Well, it's going to be great to see fans tonight. I can't wait to get over there, man. First time for me, I think Dick as well. It's our first game in person since Felix's last game in 2019, September. So we're talking 18 mm-hmm. months, for God's sakes, has gone by. But everyone's tried to do their job. I mean, obviously, you guys have to be maybe even as diligent, you know, more diligent than fans. You know, what have you done? What's life been like for you, knowing that you could pick this stupid thing up and give it to your teammates, and all of a sudden the whole thing's been shut down?
Yeah, you know, we got to play it really safe. Luckily, we have some really good protocols in place, and everyone's really being careful about it, doing the best they can. You know, we're wearing masks everywhere, and I'm really not going many places other than the ballpark. And you're just trying to get through this season and make sure that everyone stays healthy.
What's the vaccination schedule for you guys?
You know, we don't know yet. I think that it's coming. There's a chance that we're going to get vaccinated. I have the opportunity to get vaccinated pretty soon here, but I don't know the exact time schedule on that.
Well, I think baseball players, at least local ones, should get to skip ahead. That's my vote. So even ones that are 6'3" and above should even really get bumped up before everybody else. So we're hoping you guys all get shot up the way everybody else says. You go out there, you keep playing baseball. But listen, man, it's awesome to have you back. And before you go, I just want to ask you about the rest of this rotation. I mean, Chris Flexen, obviously, Justice Sheffield. You say still here, Marco yourself. But then you got all the hotshots down there in the minor leagues, man. And what'd you make of the kids you saw when you were in Peoria? Hancock, Gilbert, Kirby, the whole gang.
I had a great time in spring training talking to those guys. You know, I spent a lot of time with the young guys. Talked a lot with Gilbert. You know, he reminds me a lot of myself when I was a young pitcher. He's going to be great. You know, he's got such electric stuff and he's such a good kid. Can't wait for him to get up to the big leagues and start showing people what he can do. Other guys like Dunn and Marg, those guys are fantastic too. Really enjoyed working with them. And Sheffield also. You know, all these guys are great, and I really enjoyed working with them in spring training. You know, just telling them what I've learned and learning from them and their experiences. It's just everyone really just helps each other.
Well, James, final thing from me, and maybe the most important, I'm assuming we're going to have the Maple Grove back. So what have you heard about that, and what type of communication are you going to have on the mound with your minions out there?
Yeah, I've seen that they're, they've had some T-shirts made and stuff. They've got their A cards ready. I heard some A's when I was pitching in spring training against the Brewers. There were some Grovers out there. So that was fun to hear those guys again. But yeah, they'll be out there as soon as they're allowed, I think, to be out there again. And, can't wait to be able to point up at those guys and say hello.
You like the name Big Maple?
Yeah, it works. I've had it for a long time. I think that, it's a good nickname.
Where did you first hear the nickname Big Maple?
Well, I forget what year it was, but Tim Bogar told me, he's like, "Hey, man, you need nicknames." And he said, "I'm going to think about something." So he was thinking about it, and he said Big Maple. And I think he must have said it to Service, because Service dropped it in an interview, and then it just took off. And the fans took it, and the media took it, and all of a sudden I was Big Maple. And,
I love it.
It just worked.
Well, as long as you're cool with it, we're cool with it, man. So if you're ever not cool with it, let us know. We'll stop using it. Big Maple, James Paxton, welcome back to town. Best of luck this year. Fired up to see you back, and go get him. We'll talk soon, man. Appreciate it.
Yep. Thanks, man.
Thanks, guys. Excited to be back.
You bet. James Paxton with us on the show. A lot more to get to as we are literally minutes away, just over an hour away from first pitch over at T-Mobile Park. Softy and Dick live from Jimmy's, continuing next right here on 950 KJ.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
In my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.